SBS Radio.
We've got so many activities on throughout October. The big one for us at Way Ahead is the Mental Health Matters Awards, which is actually held the Friday before Mental Health Month officially begins, but we do consider it the launch of the month. And the awards is a chance to recognise the incredible work being done across New South Wales in mental health and well-being.
This award, how long has this award been going, and what does it entail? Can you tell us a word or two about the winner?
Warringal Dean, which means strong families, is an organisation that really works to support individuals and families who have either had regular contact with the police or are going through the court system and maybe at risk of becoming incarcerated, as well as people who have been released from incarceration.
Yeah.
And it really takes a holistic approach to their social and emotional well-being, including things like case management and recovery planning, and connects them with a range of different services. So really offers them a lot of support in a very community-conscious, community-led way.
Yeah. And one thing during this month of Indigenous Mental Health, October 2019, there's also campaigns, I believe, for awareness. And can you tell us a word or two about these campaigns?
Yeah, absolutely. The campaign for Mental Health Month is based around this year the idea of share the journey. So
yeah,
that's really emphasising the importance of social connection to everyone's mental well-being. The campaign is focusing this year not only on what we can do as individuals to connect with others, but also the ways that we can create communities that make it easier for others to connect.
Yeah.
We know that when people are experiencing difficult times, especially with regards to their mental health, reaching out can be really, really difficult. But there are ways that we can collectively make it easier to connect at the times when it's really difficult.
Yeah.
So that's going to mean something different for everyone. But it could be something as simple as cooking a meal for someone that you've noticed has been a bit withdrawn.
Yeah.
Or something a bit broader, like doing community awareness raising so that people do feel more comfortable to be honest about what they're going through. The flip side is, you know, we're saying reach out to help others, but when we are doing okay ourselves and we do reach out and find ways to connect with people who are going through a difficult time, it does benefit them, but it also has the knock-on effect of, you know, giving us the benefit of that social connection. So it really has a positive impact on our own mental health as well. So that's the main focus of the Share the Journey campaign this year.
Yeah, especially coming out of, we had the Are You Okay campaign a few, not a long time ago, where it was about suicide prevention, but this time is also preventing actually things that could lead to suicide as well.
Definitely. It's really important that we recognise that, you know, people are going through a range of difficulties at different times in their lives. In fact, one in five Australians every year will experience some sort of mental health issue or challenge. So recognising that and raising awareness, you know, that yes, obviously suicide is an incredible tragedy, but coming back to the basic of when people are starting to feel bad or when they're having a range of issues that maybe they don't feel safe talking about,
yeah,
it's really important to have that whole of community awareness raising approach and recognizing the different stages that people might be in and the difficulties they're going through and how we can all work together to make communities that are safer when we're going through difficult times.
Yeah. When it comes to mental health, actually health issues generally, it is believed and it is often said that men actually don't seek help as quickly and as openly as women do.
There are a range of factors that could influence why somebody chooses to seek help or not seek help.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is around social prejudice and ideas around seeking help for mental health issues. If somebody's feeling a lot of shame about going through a difficult time and feels like they need to be tougher, or that people will judge them for going through a difficult time, then that can be a real barrier to seeking help. And there are different cultural and societal factors that might influence why somebody feels that more than another person, for example. And some of that might be about gender, but it can also be about the community that you're in or your social standing. There are a range of different factors. And the more that we talk about mental health generally and mental well-being, and as well as specific mental illness, the less shame there is for people to feel, which can be that barrier to reaching out.
Yeah.
There are a couple of things that I wanted to mention. Firstly, it's a really great opportunity throughout October for people to check out events that might be happening in their local area. Yeah. We do have an online calendar of Mental Health Month events that is for all of New South Wales, and you can search by location if you're out of a metro area. That can be really useful instead of getting a whole list of things that are just in Sydney.
Yeah.
So that can be found on the Mental Health Month website,
yeah,
which is just mentalhealthmonth.org.au/events.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that's really important is the survey that we've got going on at the moment, which is open until the end of October. This is a massive statewide survey, which is a really exciting piece of research. And it's about people's attitudes and understandings about mental health and mental well-being. And one of the reasons I'm really excited about this research is that it's not going to only improve the work that we're doing here at Way Ahead, but it's actually going to be used to guide policy and advocacy submissions that are taken to the New South Wales Mental Health Commission and to the government. It's really important that we capture a broad range of people's experiences and attitudes through that survey. And that can be found through either through the Mental Health Month website or the Way Ahead website, which is wayahead.org.au.
sbs.com.au.